what we need when we need it, y'all. His grace. This is right on time. It's right on time. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 7 through 10.
Yes, Lord.
At least I should be exalted.
Come on.
Above measure. Through the abundance of revelation.
My God.
There was given to me a thorn.
Yes.
In the flesh.
Yes.
The messenger of Satan to buffer me. Least I should be exalted above measure.
Yeah.
For this thing I besought the Lord twice.
Yeah.
That it may depart from me.
Lord.
And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee.
Yeah.
For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproach, in necessities, in persecution, in distress, for Christ's sake.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
For when I'm weak, then I'm strong.
Yes.
God's grace is the subject.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God. I thank and I praise you, Lord God. I lift you up and I magnify you on today, God. And we glorify you, Lord, because you are good, merciful, and loving, God. We thank you for this revival, God. I don't know, but we need a revival to uplift us, to build us up, God, for your kingdom, and to glorify you while we're building up. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you open eyes and hearts, that they may receive the word on tonight, God, that they may not leave the same way they came. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. God's grace. Now, in 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, it is the climax of Paul's defense of apostleship and his love for the believers at Corinth. Now, he was reluctant at first to write about these personal experiences, but there was no other way to solve this problem. Sometimes it's a set time that we got to do some things. We may not feel that it's the set time, but it's God's set time. Amen?
Yeah.
And in fact, to avoid exalting himself, Paul described his experience in the third rather than the first place. And we are going to talk about three experiences from God. We are going to talk about the apostle. The first one is glory. The next one is goodness. And the third one is grace. Now, in his glory, he honored Paul.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Now, the apostle Paul started off in verse 1 when he said, I could boast about my experience in heaven, but he knew what profit would that be if I try to boast. Amen? But now it was the time for him to tell what happened, to show that he has been touched by God. Don't you know when you've really been touched? People see that you've been touched. You don't have to tell nobody that you've been touched. They can see it by the way you talk. They can see it by the way you walk. They can see it by the way you love one another. Amen? So he started from the lowest, the most humiliated event in his ministry, to the highest, the most exalted one.
Yes.
Now, the Judaizers were anxious to receive honor.
Yeah.
And they boasted about their recommendation. But see, Paul did not look for honor from men.
Yeah.
He let God honor him.
Yeah.
But that alone is honor that really counts. Amen? Because when men start honoring you, they'll do it as long as you get along with them.
Yeah.
They'll do it as long as you saying nice things about them. They'll do it as long as you may cook them some dinner every now and then. But see, God don't depend on whether or not we do anything for him. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. First, God honored Paul by giving him visions and revelations where Paul saw the glorified Christ on the very same day that he was converted. Hallelujah. He saw a vision of Ananias coming to him to minister to him in Acts 9 and 12.
Yes.
He also saw a vision from God when he was called to minister to the Gentiles. Acts 22, 17. Y'all, I am fired up on tonight. Hallelujah. So I hope y'all be fired up. I tell y'all people sounds up tonight. Amen. None of me, but all of God. Amen. Now, during his ministry, he had visions from God to guide him and encourage him. It was by a vision that he was called to Macedonia. Yeah. Acts 16:9. And also, when the ministry was difficult in Corinth, God encouraged him. Encouraged him by a vision to go there. That's Acts 18:9-10. Mm-hmm. And after his arrest in Jerusalem, Paul again encouraged him by a vision to go over and to take care of business. But he encouraged him every time. This was done in Acts 23:11. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
And along with all these special visions that related to his call and ministry, spiritual revelation of divine truth were also communicated to Paul.
Yeah.
Also in Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, verses 1-6, God gave him a profound understanding of the plan of God for this season, for this age, for the Gentiles. Amen?
Hallelujah.
God also honored Paul by taking him to heaven and then sending him back to earth. Amen? And Paul adopted that approach how, as he unfolded this experience to his friends and enemies at Corinth. And speaking of himself in the third person by saying, I knew a man.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he was speaking about himself.
Right.
He explained that the experience was so wonderful that he didn't even know whether he was taken up in his body or in his spirit. Whether he's alive or dead. Amen. That was an experience.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now the important thing is that Paul was caught up to the third heaven.
Uh-huh.
Scriptures implies the existence of three heavens. The first is the atmosphere.
That's right.
Above us.
That's right.
That is the blue sky.
That's it.
The second is the stellar heaven.
That's it.
And the third is the highest heaven, where the throne of God is. Hallelujah.
Teach it, teach it.
God also honored Paul further by permitting him to hear unspeakable words while he was in heaven. He overheard the divine secrets that are shared only in heaven. Amen. And it could not even be publicized. It could not be speaking once Paul got back to earth. Amen. And we look at Moses. Moses had an intimate with God. But here it is. That was on the mountaintop. But here Paul met him in heaven. Hallelujah. Also, this was his spiritual discipline for those 40 years. But he had told this experience to no one. There's no doubt in our mind that this vision of God's glory was one of the sustaining power in Paul's life to just keep him going, keep him moving on.
Yes.
See, if we just see a little glimpse of what God is doing, we can keep on pushing. You know, when we get tired, we don't get tired, but we keep on pushing. We're going to see something, y'all.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
when you see something, you can no longer be the same. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah, Jesus. And no matter where it was, whether Paul was in prison, in the deep, in dangerous travels, God was with him.
Yes.
You and I are not going to heaven until we die, until God returns.
Yes.
But we have the assurance that we today seated with Christ in heavenly places.
Yes.
We have a position of authority and victory far above all.
Yes.
While we are not seeing God's glory as Paul did, oh Lord, hallelujah, we do share God's glory.
Yes.
And one day, we should enter the heavens and behold the glory of Christ. Amen. Such an honor as this would have made people very proud. Instead of keeping quiet for 14 years, Paul kept quiet for 14 years. Can you imagine somebody keeping that experience quiet for time we just go out and just speak out and do things. Wait on the Lord to tell you when it's done. Proud. He simply told the truth.
Well,
it was not empty boasting.
No.
And let the facts speak for themselves.
Yes.
His great concern was that nobody robbed God of the glory.
Yes.
And he didn't want Paul.
That's right.
Paul wanted others to have an honest estimate of him.
That's
and
right.
His work.
Yeah.
I don't go by what nobody else say.
That's right.
Let my words speak for me.
That's right.
If I can't show you Jesus in me,
that's right.
There's something wrong with my words.
Yes.
I don't need nobody to go and tell the world. Brother, her, sister, her, pastor, her, whatever it may be, servant, her.
Yes.
I need Jesus to honor the head. Yes. Because when Jesus honor the head, yes, where are
you? Yes.
Thank you for listening today to Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Prophetess Herman has a new book called The Holy Spirit Last Stage to This Millennial Age, The End of the Beginning. This book, along with other books written by Prophetess Herman, can be purchased at thebookpatch.com or at amazon.com. Prophetess Herman can be reached at 318-955-7054. After all, we still have joy.
KAYT, Tina Alexandria, 88.1.
Kelly's Sitting Services is an in-home, non-medical care sitter agency serving Central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, Now SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs. Kelly's Sitting Services Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Voice Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repass accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
This is KAYT-FM.
881 Gina Alexandria.
925 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
989 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB.
And KQJO-FM.
993 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.